Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. Mary and I just got back from a short camping trip. It was delightful. So nice, in fact, that we're going back to the same spot next week. Some of you know the spot. Heck, some of you have camped there, too. The camp to which I am referring is the upstairs floor of our house on Rock Avenue. The enlightened previous owner converted that space from two bedrooms and a bath into a self-sufficient apartment, bedroom, kitchen, workspace, and a sitting area. When Ann O'Connor and her crew came to town last week, we were delighted to offer them refuge so that they could prepare for her daughter's wedding and its associated festivities. There were six lovely humans in the party and one lovely, lively puppy. Now, it didn't take us long to decide that the much more spacious first floor of our place would be better suited to the needs of our visitors and that the upstairs apartment would fit us just fine. I should explain here that for me, camping probably isn't what you mean by camping. For me, camping means sleeping in a different bed and brushing my teeth in a different bathroom. It's not cooking over an open fire, rolling out a sleeping bed, or, God forbid, squatting in the woods. I like my comforts. Now, I never went to camp as a child, not even a day camp, nope. My summer hangout was third base at any of the several local baseball diamonds in the borough of Queens in the city of New York. Communing with nature consisted of admiring the mowed pattern of the outfield grass and knocking the dirt from my spikes. Picking pebbles out of the infield clay was my version of conservancy. A bad hop ground ball could lose the game and split your lip. I was 23 years old when I was taken camping, really camping, for the first time. My first wife, also a child of the city, Chicago in her case, was a good deal more flexible in her affinities. She was a dancer, after all. We had gotten some camping gear among our myriad wedding gifts. You know the list. Coleman lantern and stove, double sleeping bag, and a really swell tent. When Sue chose the Badlands of South Dakota as our destination, I was interested. After all, Mount Rushmore and the Little Bighorn Battlefield were in the same general area. Now, I like a good justice story, and I like big rocks with faces on them. I was not prepared, however, for the camping part. You see, sleeping is easy for me. Sleeping in the Badlands was not. It's windy out there. I spent most of the night wondering if you die instantly under the weight of that giant tree when it does blow over, or if you linger, maimed for life, cursing nature, cursing camping. Neither prospect led to happy dreams. Then Sue took me on the first, last, and only horseback ride of my life. Now, I'm a little guy. I'm little because I have short legs. Horses, by and large, are wide. When I climbed into the saddle, my legs were spread very nearly into what we call the splits, sticking almost straight out sideways. I've suffered many strained muscles in my athletic pursuits, but they were sudden and surprising. My hour on horseback was one long, continuous groin pull. I still wince 50 years later. The next morning, I limped to the campsite store and asked for a cup of coffee regular. The lady looked at me and said, "What do you mean by regular?" I said, "You know, cream and sugar." She said, "Where do you come from, honey?" I said, "New York." She said, "They must have really bad water there." At our campsite, the one upstairs, we have really good water. But I still take a spot of cream in my coffee. At our campsite upstairs, the wind still howls, but there's a roof over my head. At our campsite upstairs, the bathroom is 12 paces from our bed. We have another group of good friends coming to stay with us next week. They, too, are better suited to stay on the first floor. So Mary and I will go camping again, hiking to the second floor of Rock House, secure in the knowledge that I won't be squashed or sprained, glad to have guests and glad to be a happy camper, still in my own home.